have a something which I think is a bit of a surprise to you. Kiveger Chelik Beis Tshuva Ayin Aleph has a shayla, following shayla. It's the whole shayla, line and a half. Odas haminig bekama mekaymos laacher hakufa ad halayla mekachim belayla im nochin lasis came. Kivega shayla is if you're allowed to have a chuppah at night. Kivega didn't live that many thousands of years ago. I mean, he lived a million years ago. And he has a shayla if you're allowed to get married, have a chuppah at night. At first glance, what's going on? Why shouldn't you be able to get married at night? I think most of us, myself excluded, but most people today go to weddings. I get married at night. Most chasnas are at night. Kivega has a shayla if you're allowed to get married at night. This is tshuva. He says, "Davazeh in lo yisayid leibrishayna v'loy b'achrayden." He never saw a psak in any rishon, any achron about getting married at night. Rak v'shulchan aruch even ezer kosav in legareish lechatchila v'layim. Shulchan Aruch says that you're not allowed to have a get at night, lechatchila. Why not? Why shouldn't a get be kosher at night? The reason is because there's a shita that a get has a din of a maisa bezdin. We know bezdin sits only by day and not by night. And if so, if you hold that a get has a din of a maisa bezdin, so then a get cannot be at night. So there's a shita, the shita of the Mahari Mish, who holds that a get belayla is even possible to the Eved. We don't pass go like him, but lachat chilo, chayshish for the Mahari Mish to not do a get belayla. So he brings what? Not to give it to. Well, we write and give together, so really it's both. The tick is the giving of the get. We don't do a get by night because we're chayshish for this sheep and that it's a ma'isa bez. So he says in the shas tshuvas hara'im, as Rabbi Yo Mizrahi, he talks about this din of a get, and then he says megam gemani al kedushin mishum deksiv yatzav v'ha'isa. If so, since we're makish getting to kedushin. So just like a get can't be at night, like one shita, so kedushin can't be at night. So right away, this brings us back to our old memories of the hekesh v'yatzav v'ha'isa from Daf Pei Samed Aleph. Why don't we makish from a get to kedushin? We're makish all dina getin to all dina kedushin. But it seems that the shita sareim is that we're makish everything. We explained then that it's not so pashut that way. Right, we had the conversation said we only take the word kesef from. The Rav Chanan said that we're only learning out dinei shtar from getting to kedushin. Whatever's neged to dinei shtar, but at least one sheet in the Rishayim says that we're makish be'atzav ha'isa. Since a get shouldn't be at night, so kedushin shouldn't be at night. So what surprised me is the lashon of Rabbi Kivager. He says, first of all, where is the makar in the Shas that you could do kedushin by night? Anybody have a makar? Huh? Why am I talking about this today? Because I was in Toronto and I had time to prepare shin. No. Could go into Kitcher Valel, the Gemara says, right? Three lines at the bottom. Right? The dinner shall nechayshes. The Gemara wasn't getting into night and day. The Gemara meant it was dark. But the Lashna Gemara is the Yavan Nehalei Balelia. It's a Beferish Gemara. It's a Beferish Gemara that Kedusha could be by night. Kedusha, his Shaila is Mekachin Balelia, Nachalasis came. And the Gemara is talking about the Kesef Kedusha. Well, the only reason we do lachatchila is because we're only chayshish for this sheet to lachatchila. But this sheet itself also is not going to even be the evidence. So he brings the raya, he brings from Sefer Get Pashut, the Toma al Harein, Pasug Yarucha, Kedushin Davches, the Yud Aleph, the Kitcha Balayla. There's two places in Davches, Dav Yud Aleph, they're going to Kitcha Balayla. So the Gemara, it's just the Agav in the Gemara, but the Gemara says the Kitcha Nehle Balayla. So the Gemara says, Beferish, Kedushin Balayla, how does nothing talk about? So Mikiveg, it's no raya. Why? There's a machlaikis tanoim if you could do chalitza balayla. A chalitza for an isha who's not fully yibum, if you could do a balayla or not. It's a machlaikis tanoim in the Mesechtas Yevamis, Daf Kuv Dalet. If chalitza balayla kosher or chalitza balayla pasul. The we paskin chalitza balayla is pasul. The chalitza you can't do by night. Those who hold the get can't be at night, they compare get to chalitza. You say chalitza can't be at night, the same thing get can't be at night. And then those who say kedushin can't be at night, the rain, he learns kedushin from git. So kedushin, git, and chalitza, all tall he's ever said. But it's a machlokes like his tanoim. So he says, you can't prove it from this Gemara, maybe this Gemara is going like the Tana that holds chalitza balayla. It's explaining a braisa. Maybe this Gemara is going like the Tanu holds Chalitza b'layla. So you could do Chalitza at night, you could do a get by night. You could do Chalitza get by night, you could only do Kedushin by night. So, but maybe it's no proof from this Gemara. That's how Rabbi Kiva Eger is matcha the Raya from this Gemara. It's one of those dichuyim, you know, it's a dichuy, because maybe our Gemara is like different mandiyama. But safe, there's a beferish Gemara that you could do Kedushin by night. So he has a teretz. What's surprising is his psak is Ela Karkach Medina Mahani Kedushin Balayla. Then I did, if you got married by night, you're married. Ubevadai Bishas Hatchak in Nimshachad Alayla Yeshlis Mechlahat Yelakacha. There's a Bishas Hatchak, you get married at night. That seems to be Rabbi Kivagas psak at the end of the story. That at least Bishas Hatchak, you could get married by night. Today, we assume that it's mutter. We never. I mean, this seems to be like a nice maramokim to know. But halacha lemaisa, we do it even if it's not a shasat chag. I don't think anybody's going to be mefaktik on the minig. But to know that there's such a shita, interesting shita. At the end, he brings. I think it's a Shar HaMelech. Shar HaMelech holds that it's only kedusha shtar that you're not supposed to do at night. Iskish Yitzia Havai Machilin Havai Yitzia is only by Kedusha Shtar. It's not by Kedusha Kesef. This fits with the Rebbe Chanan who said Makash Havai Yitzia only to things that are totally in Dine Shtar. Memela, the Shar HaMelech says, our minig to do Kedusha Kesef, we could do it at night. Because there, we're not Makash necessarily Havai Yitzia. Even though we had that there are other things that are not shtar, that we are makish. But the Shar HaMelech, this is a din in shtar, and maybe it's only shtar is a maisa bezin by gittin. So the maisa, the kedusha shtar will be the same as gittin, and it's only b'yayim. And if it's going to be kedusha b'y or kedusha kesef, like Agamar's kedusha kesef, it could be b'yayim, the Shar HaMelech, even l'chadchila. So I'll complain, what? It could be even by night. You don't have to.
You
should be a b'chalas on Shabbat by night. You only could be by night. Okay, now. So akoponim, it's like a. I don't use the word trivia, but it's like a kind of question. Yes, somebody. Because you learn how to set this kedushin, you can get married at night. Says yes. They would say we're kedushin to say get married at night. There's no sugya that talks about getting married at night. The Gemara here wanted to have a chetimtza of it being dark and you can't see what type of dinner you're getting. So Agav, the Gemara used the lush, the yavin yalei balayla. But Gemara says what? They're both maisa bezin. Chalitza is certainly a maisa bezin. So if you hold that chalitza can't be at night, So then you can say get can be a night. If you hold chalisa, could be a night. So whatever the hezbah there is, it would apply to getting as well. So we told you that's why it's totally
zevazah. Is our Gemara really talking about getting married at night? Or you said about
a zoo
at night?
Gave her the kedushin at night. No, he gave her.
You might have a
well, so he did it a minute before the morning, and he counted out, and the chayshus he gave by night.
Not, they could be chayzer until you get the last puta.
No, no, this is the case of dinish on the chayshus. He gave her 100 dinarim, and one of them was the chayshus. So the Gemara says that when she that it's not a kedushin. So what do you mean it's not a kedushin? She saw what she got. The Gemara says he gave it at night. The Gemara could use the lashon of the kitchen b'chashecha. The Gemara could have said that. The Gemara used the lashon of the kitchen b'leil yamistam agav. So the ma'isa from the agav, we learned something. What an interesting thing. You go to most people, you tell them that Rikivek as a child, if you're allowed to get married, do a Kedushin at night, they'll think that you're making a mistake. And even if you tell them it's Rabbi Kivek, until you show it to them, they won't believe you. And if you tell them, as Lashon is, Bevadeh, Bishasat Chak, you could do it by night, Yishus Malahat here. Okay. Some Chelut Beisim and Ayin Amun. Short shoe, relatively short shoe. He brings another Gemara, the Gemara that says that if a man gives a woman a get, and afterwards, Lana Imay Bepundiki, they spend the night together in a hotel room, so it's a Kiddush. Because we assume that he was by Ulhar, and then Adam Asher Biyasa Biyaznus, we assume that he was. Yeah. That he was by all. So that's also a raya. You could do it at night. It's long as you might have a pundiki. They spent the night in the pundiki.
That's only
to do that. So he says. So he's so from there. It's also a raya. You could do it at night. So Yitaka says that that's kedusha biya. So according to Shah Melech, it's right to good. Because Shah Melech holds it's only shtai you can't do by night. So kedusha biya. Theoretically, it could be by day. The proper way is to do it by night. It's not proper to do it should be in the first place. The Gemara says that Rav we're going to have later. Rav Mangid Amandik Mekadosh Bebiya. It's physically possible to be by day too. Right. Akoponim. This is an Agav Chiddush of the sugi here, which if you come to me in a year or two and you ask me what they can do by night, hopefully I'll remember it's a Gemara, but I won't remember which sugya. I'll just have to turn the pages. I remember it's in the bottom of the page. I'll turn until I find the words and then the question the Halei Belaila, and then I'll okay. Nu Gemara Amar Rav Amar Rav Nachman. This is the sugya of Mashkin. Really, the job in this sugya, we're learning Misach as Kedushin, but the job in the sugya is to understand what a mashkin is, what the lumdis of a mashkin is. So the Gemara here says two dinim, very clear psakim, there's no shakal of atariya, there's no habamina, no askan, it's just a psak, and we have to understand the psak. Amar Amar of Nachman, Amar is kachli b'manim, v'hiniach lo mashkin aleha, einam b'kudeshes. So he says, I'll marry you with $100. Now, if he would give her $1 now, it would be a good kedushin. But he didn't give her $1. All he gave her was a mashkin. So this is a mashkin for the $100. It's not a good kedushin. Why not? Because money ain't can, mashkin ain't can. So we have to teach those six words. So it's going to be a job to teach what it means, money ain't can, mashkin ain't can. Those are the key words in the sugya. So let's see. The first three words are pretty easy. Mana and kan means what? There's no mana here. You may marry with the mana. You didn't give her a mana. It's easy. Mashkin and kan is a little hard. The mashkin yesh kan, no? He's giving her a mashkin. What does it mean, mashkin and kan? He's giving her a mashkin. So the mana and kan here is pretty easy. Yeah. It's a promise. Promise is that you can't get married with a promise. Mashkin ain't kan. How do you touch mashkin ain't kan? What does it mean? There's no mashkin. There is a mashkin. Give me a mashkin.
You can't have a mashkin if you don't owe money.
What?
You can't have a mashkin if you don't owe money.
You can't have a mashkin if you don't owe money. So maybe that's what it means. Mashkin ain't kan. You can't have a mashkin if you don't give money. If you didn't give, if there's no chayv. Yeah. Rashi's mashma that way a little. Rashi says, Mona ain't kan, hilkach. mashkin ain't a shavaklo. The word hilkach. Right? Says mana ain't kan. Therefore, mashkin ain't kan. What does that mean? It means if I don't owe you the $100, and I give you a mashkin for the $100 I owe you, so that's not a real mashkin. Because the mashkin is what I owe you. What I owe you is a toss. I don't really owe it to you. So Rashi seems to learn, not so clear from Rashi, but it's clearer in the Rush, that mana ain't kan, the Rush learns pretty clearly, mana ain't kan, hilkach mashkin ain't kan. That if there's no mashkin, memela, if there's no money, if there's no eschaivus of $100, memela, there's no mashkin. If I think I owe you money, I give you a mashkin. Later I realize I don't owe you, so that mashkin is not a mashkin. Right? That mashkin is just it's just something I gave you b'tzaras, you have to give back.
Why
was he not over? Because money, he promised her $100 for kedushin, and there is no kedushin, so there's no $100. What bank I heard that
the
that by giving the mashkin he should owe the money. By giving the mashkin he should owe the money, and then this pshat will be incorrect. Okay, so we're going to discuss that, right? Whether that's possible. That's the Taisus. All right, we'll see. We have at least one pshat in the Gemara. Mana ain't kan, there's no mana. So therefore, mashkin ain't kan. If I don't owe you money, then the mashkin is not a mashkin, because I don't owe you the money.
No?
What? The Rush. What Rashi says, seems to say it. The Rush says it more clearly. It's both the Rush and Rashi. It's Rashi, I can't be sure. I'm not sure what Rashi means. Hilkach mashkin ain't a shavaklom. She'ena mashkin matana. Still, Rashi means it's also. Is that right? That seem to be Rashi? I mean, you can judge just like I can judge. I didn't see anybody who explains Rashi, so I don't know. But I learned Rashi. We can say the same thing. All right. So that's one way to learn Mashkin ain't kan, and therefore money ain't kan, and therefore Mashkin ain't kan. Therefore, there's no Mashkin. If you look in the Taisus Riazakin on the side, we'll have it in Gemara. He seems to say a little differently. He says, "Mane in kan loy hamane higiliyada." Right, that's the part that was easy. Right, the $100 didn't come to her. V'loy hamashkin nosan lo liyei shala. And the mashkin he didn't give her that it should be hers. The name is Shava Kesef Kikesef. V'kachem lo hamashkin klo. He's teaching mashkin ain kan means there's a mashkin, but the mashkin is not becoming hers that it should be a kedushin. There is a mashkin, but the mashkin is not becoming hers that it should be a kedushin. It'll only be a kedushin if it becomes hers. So mashkin ain kan is teach. How does the Riazakin teach? Mashkin ain kan. There's no mashkin that's nosan lo liyei shala that's becoming hers. So memela, it's not a day, it can't be a kedushin with the mashkin. So these are two ways to learn, right? Just don't want the hilkach. That's true. But if you're going to learn the way the Riazakin says it, that mashkin einkan means that he's talking giving her mashkin, but he's not bekadish with that mashkin. So the word hilkach and Rashi, money and kind, hilkach money, it's not hilkach, it's a separate statement. One statement is money and kind, not giving other money. And one statement is mashkin and kind, that the mashkin is not for kedushin. So what's the ain kan according to him? So what's the mashkin ain kan? That the mashkin is not, it's not here for kedushin.
Yeah.
You know what he means? Mashkin, so what does he mean? He means mashkin ain kan, the kedushin. In kindly a shalah. Okay, what? Oh, we don't learn lachatir tzedakah. Yes, let's see. All right, we have to. And these are just two ways to learn pshat in the Gemara, and we'll have to develop
It means Hashem.
Yeah, could I tell you? Rashi seems to be right. If there's no chayv, there's no mashkin. So how do you get around that? How do you get around it? So what do you think? There is a chayv. It's going to be circular reasoning. If there's a chayv, how can it be a chayv that they're not married? If there's a chayv, then there's a mashkin. If there's a mashkin, how's it a kedushin? There's no kedushin, it can't be. If the mashke would work and there would be a kedushin, then there would be a chayv. Since the mashke doesn't work and there is no kedushin, therefore there's no chayv. No, it's a strange the whole setup here. The whole gemara is funny. So we'll know that we will come back to understand it. We just have to learn a few more lines of gemara. All right. So money kamashke, you certainly all understand the problem. Right, the money income line is clear. The mashkin income line is the part that he says. Let's just learn the next few lines of Gemara. Eisve Rav L'Rav Nachman. We learn Peferish Kitcher B'Mashkin Mekudeshes. And with the Gemara, Hasam B'Mashkin Da'Acher. What does Mashkin Da'Acher mean? So Rashi says Shahaya B'Yaday. The man got a mashkin from someone else. The chosin got a mashkin. So he lent someone else money. The person gave him a mashkin. V'kitshav b'chayv sheyesh lo yalav hilkach mukadeshes. Shav mashkin atzmei knu yalav. Kanu yalav. So he got a mashkin from a third person. Now he goes over to his kala and he says, Hari abu kadeshes li. Now, you have to realize, if he'll say Hari abu kadeshes li with this thing, it's not his. He may have to give it back. The person's going to pay him. He's going to have to give it back. So he tells him a fairy, she's up front. He says, listen, he owes me $100. This mashkin is for the $100. I'm a kaddish with the mashkin. And obviously, when he pays, he'll pay you and you'll give back the mashkin. The same way I have it, I'm giving it to you. I have it with this these conditions that if he pays, I give it back. So whatever I have in it, I'm giving it to you. So Gemara says that's a good kedushin. The Torah says, "Ulachati yitzdaka." Where does the Torah say that? It says that when you give your mashkin, the Torah is very liberal in dealing with mashkins. If you get a mashkin from someone, so you lend someone money, you take a mashkin. What do you take from him? So the Torah says, "Let's say you take his pillow." So every night you have to give it back to him overnight, and next morning you can take it back. Gemara assumes people don't sleep by day. People sleep only by night. So you give it to him, the pasuk assumes. Let's say what you took for him is something he needs by day. So you have to bring it to him back by day, let him use it. And then when he finishes using it, you take it back. Not much of a mashkin in many ways, right? You know, when he needs it, you give it to him. And the rest of the time, you give him free safekeeping. What? It's a bother. Someone doesn't even pay, right? Okay. In theory, you could have a mashkin that he doesn't need. Let's say you take a bar of gold from him, something he has for investment purposes. So you don't have to bring it back to him. It's not a keli he uses. Depends on the person. So, yeah. What's this, a raya? So one second, you're right. One second. So l'chati yitzadokah means the Torah says when you give it back to him, don't feel bad. You give it to him back to sleep with l'chati yitzadokah. It's like tzedakah to you. So he says, if you don't own it, so what kind of the word tzedakah means I own it, I'm giving it to him. So what does Rabbi Yitzchak say? If I have a mashkin from someone else, the mashkin is mine. I have a kinyan in it. Since I have a kinyan in it, so when I give it back, it's tzedakah. And I can make kaddish nashim with it. It's mine, I can make kaddish isha with it. Mashkin dachem. So the question here on this Gemara that's going to need Hesber is like what's really started to ask. That a Bachayv is kind of mashkin in all cases. So what's the difference if it's mashkin da achirim or if it's the chosin's mashkin he's giving to the kalim? If you say Bachayv kind of mashkin, so what's the difference if someone else gave me a mashkin and I give it to my kalim? Or if I take my own thing and I give it to her as a mashkin? So according to Rashi, it's good. If you hold like Rashi and the Rosh, that there's no chayv, so even though it's a mashkin, but it doesn't have a din mashkin,
So you're right. According to Rashi, it's good. According to Rashi, it's good. According to the Riyaz Zakar, as we said. Therefore, right. So therefore, according to Rashi, it's very good. The case we owe the money already, it's a mashke. And in the case, the first case in the Gemara, you didn't own the case, you didn't own the money already. What? You do need that. You came in kaddish a woman. If you owe her money, you give her a mashke. You came in kasha with that. You owe the money already from before the kedusha. Not giving her anything more than she owned till now. She owed her money till now, and you owe a vayfa. I'm not giving her with the mashke. I'm just guaranteeing her I'm going to pay the thing which I have to pay her anyway. She's not getting anything. To have her mashke on a chayv. She can get it if she wants any of this stuff. Anyway, Tosfos learns that it's only kind of mashkin b'shas hava, a shekel of tinsel. But his harvachas man, he's gaining harvachas man.
But now he's giving her a mashkin.
What's he giving her mashkin? The money he owes her anyway. What's she getting? She has the right to get the money instead of getting. What is she getting the mashkin? Why is she getting it?
It's like a new loan.
It's like a new loan, but she has a right to get the $100 back. She's getting 100, and I'm giving her a mashkin. She's not gaining anything.
But she's getting a new thing now. He's giving her the mashkin.
But he owes her $100. He's giving her $100 mashkin. What's he? It's not the kind of business. Like, you know, gaining. If she wants, she gets $100 back.
What's the chance of the kind of mashkin?
The mashkin doesn't have a value because
you already have a loan.
The mashkin
kind of what you already
had. That's right. If it has nothing to do with kedushin, the concept is just that you kind of, that's all. Well, till now the person owed it to me, and now I have a mashkin. The question is, do I own this mashkin? Do I own it? That's all. It's a technical question. Let me explain a little about what a mashkin is, what it means by saying kind of mashkin. And then we'll come back to understand. I'll try to do it in a general way, and we'll try to work on pshat. And this is not regular achas. It's going to take a little bit of work to figure out what's going on. First, what does it mean by kind of mashkin? So first, the Gemara. The Gemara says in Gittin, b'chayv kind of mashkin, that if you owe me money and Shemitah passes. And I didn't write a principle. So Shemitah is Meshamet all Chayvis. Shemitah is Meshamet a Chayv, you don't owe me anymore. Sakti Gemara, if you gave me a mashkin, what happens if you owe me money and you gave me a mashkin? Now with the giving of that mashkin, after that Shemitah passed. So is Shemitah Meshamet Achayiv if you already gave me the Mashkin? So the Gemara says that Shemitah is not Meshamet. Such a Chayiv, Shemitah is not Meshamet, because Ba'achayiv kind of Mashkin. Because you owe me $100, you gave me a Mashkin, you gave me a $100 piece of gold, which I'm holding. So that's mine now. So when Shemitah passed, I had my $100, I had it in the form of a Mashkin. Ba'achayiv kind of Mashkin. So Shemitah is not Meshamet.
The only reason why you have it is because of the loan. So if it's the loan, why is it not?
Well, if Bachayv is kind of Mashkin, that means that there's no outstanding loan now.
The only reason why I find it.
I have the conditions. I have to give me the money, I have to give you back the Mashkin. But right now, I'm paid up. So that's one din, which is a Gemara. There's another Gemara. Where Rabbi Yitzchak is brought down in Pesachim, Amid Aleph, Amid Beis. If a Yid lends a guy money, and the guy gives the Yid a box of chametz as a mashkin, and the Yid takes it to his house, and it's by the Yid as a mashkin, he puts it away in his basement, he puts a box, and that's his mashkin. And Pesach passes, the chametz is also banu. The chametz is also banu. Why? Because Baal Chayv, kind of mashkin. The Yid who lent money to a guy and got his chametz is kind of mashkin. It's his chametz. It's considered to be the Yid's chametz, not the guy's chametz. And Baal Chayv, kind of mashkin. So Memela's chametz shall Yehudi, shovel of the Pesach. And because it's his. So these are two dinim which are clear in the Gemara, and we can't argue that this is Rabbi Yitzchak's din, that Baal Chayv, kind of mashkin, that Femina, Feshmita, Nafkamina for chametz. Okay, now that's a klar zach. I don't know, these two cases, whatever we're going to have trouble with later, that we can't budge from these two because it's gemaras. Now we come to a machlokes rishayim. When you give me a mashkin, I lend you money, you give me a mashkin, and something happens to the mashkin. Buying this, I put the mashkin in a safe place, I lock it up in a locked room, and then this happens, there's an earthquake, it swallows up the mashkin. Do you still owe me the money, or you don't owe me the money? What would you say, Bashkafer Yishayna? You give me a mashkin. I'm not a pesheya. I watch it very well. And this happens, the mashkin is destroyed. So what should be the din? Bachay kain mashkin. Therefore, the malva loses. He says he has the mashkin. The malva loses. The person should not owe the money anymore. What? If it's worth more, so then they can have a pay on the extra amount. We're talking now about the chayv itself. Okay, it's true, a mashkin is not always worth exactly the chayv, but just to make it simple, let's say it's worth the value of the chayv.
Depends if you want to say
what?
Depends if it's kind of the
mashkin. Well, Rabbi Yitzchak says, b'chayv kind of mashkin.
Yeah, but the mashkin
is only
enough, and therefore, why should we...
Do you mean according to Rabbi Yitzchak, you mean? But not Rabbi Yitzchak. The question is how to learn Pshat Rabbi Yitzchak. Okay, the Shach and Simon Ayin Beis Siv Katan Tes says that that since Bachleif Kaina Mashkin, therefore, even if it's Nenas, the Malva loses. The Malva loses because when you give me a mashkin to the Malva, it mamish becomes his bekinyan gomor. The Shach says this is Shitas Rashi v'Aravid. Rashi and the Aravid, Paskin, and the Shach is Matzdik their Shita, that when you get a mashkin, it's a Yechayiv Boitz, and no matter what happens to it, the Malva is responsible.
Hold on.
Like I said, I want the Derech HaKdama, and then we'll get back to us. The Shulchan Aruch itself, though, says that the person who gets a mashkin is only a Shomer Sachar. That's all. And he's Potter from Eitzin. And He's Potter for Meinzim. And that Shulchan Aruch is Shitas HaRambam. Chayr, what are they arguing? They're arguing if it's a Kinyan Gamal. It is a safer Kuntris, Yoinas Elam. Yudvav Non Saf. Yoinas Elam. In there, there's a piece from Rav Baruch Ber. The whole sefer is famous because it is one piece. It's downstairs, they have it in the Sfarim. It looks like a journal that was put out, Shtikl Torah from different people. And there, Rav Baruch Ber quotes Rav Chaim in explaining Rashi Shita. And he quotes him, the whole piece is in Lashon Kodesh, but he quotes him in Yiddish. He says that Rashi Shita is that when you give a mashkin, the malve is kaina kinyan gomor, totally the malvas, because in the mashkin lik the chayv. In the mashkin lik the chayv. That means you owe me $100 and you give me a piece of gold or a piece of jewelry as a mashkin. In the mashkin lik the chayv. That means in this mashkin that you're giving me, you're actually paying back the chayv already. You're paying back. But tonight, you're making it tonight that this piece of jewelry you like very much, you'd like to be able to get it back. So you make it tonight that if you pay me by a certain time, I have to give you the jewelry back. But be'etzem, when you give a mashkin, you're paying up the chayv. Ad kidei kach. Let's say I lend you money, and you give me a car as a mashkin. Let's say it's the same value, whatever. I lend you $10,000, and you give me a car as a mashkin. That means that Reb Chaim is saying that in halacha it's my car now. It's my car. Just is a condition that if you pay me back the $10,000, I have to give the car back to you. Right? Am I allowed to use the car in between? Can I use the car till you pay me back? Bachay kaina mashkin. See, he says, actually, Shach says this, that be'etzem, I'd be allowed to use the car in between also. It just happens to be it's a ribbis problem. Because it's going to end up, you're going to give me back my $10,000 cash, I'll give you back the car. It comes out, I use this for free. He says, if it were not for the ribbis problem, I would even be allowed to use it in between. Or if I want to use it and deduct the value of using it from the chayv, I could do that. Because in the mashkin lik the chayv, a mashkin like Rashi Shita is mamish tashlumei ha-chayv legamri. When you give me a mashkin, you are paying up the chayv, and it's done. That's Rashi Shita.
This is the rule if you look at it, that the person that on the view of the person borrowing, the guy that lends the money, he looks at it differently. He's just using it as security. If the guy doesn't pay back, I have money. He's not looking at it as my payment because he's not interested in why he's buying me.
The question is, what you're saying is true. You could phrase that two ways. You could phrase it, he's getting payment, but he really wants cash. So he made it tonight. He says, listen, if you have cash, well, you're going to pay me cash at this time. And then I'll give you back the car. And if not, I'll keep the car.
That's not what people do. Why would lend someone $10,000?
People don't think of it that way, you mean?
Right, they think of it, they want the money back. But
you're probably right. Most people don't think of it that way. Unless it's an object they want, or unless it's an object they'd like to have.
That's why if you don't pay back the loan, the bank will close down your house. And then the bank wants your house, the bank wants the money. But then they're closing your house.
Most lenders, it's true. Most lenders want the money.
They want them to take the house.
You're right. What am I going to do? Exactly. So what you're timing is the sheet of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Rambam and Shulchan Aruch hold that, like you're saying, that it's not in the chayv like the mashkin. Rambam and Shulchan Aruch hold that the person owes him the money, and the mashkin is just security. But Rashi holds that mamish in the mashkin is the chayv. Reb Chaim says nafgamina. Let's say I lend you money. And you give me a mashkin. And the mashkin has a certain value. Okay, you give me a mashkin, whatever you give me. You give me a bar of gold. So you give it to me, let's say, I'll lend you money in September, you give me a bar of gold. And I hold it, I'll lend you money for a year. So I'm holding it. And comes July, and it gets stolen. So comes July, it gets stolen. So Rashi holds, who takes the loss? Who takes the loss? The malva. The malva who had the mashkin, he takes the loss. What happens if the price of gold changed? I lent you $100. At that time, the bar of gold was worth $100. I'm holding it. Comes July, the price of gold goes down. In July, the bar of gold is only worth $90. It goes down 10%. In July, it's worth $90. Now think. In July, it gets stolen. At the time, it's worth 90. So we say the malva has to take the loss. Does the malva take a loss of $100 or a loss of $90? What loss does he have to take? Again, he got the gold in September. He lent him $100. He got a $100 piece of gold. He held it. He's supposed to hold it for a year until he pays him back. Halfway through the year, 6 months later, the bar of gold is only worth 90. All right, he has a mashkin for 90. And then the bar of gold gets stolen. How much of a loss does the malva take? Do we say he takes the loss of $100 because he took this maskin, can I get $100 chayv? Or do we say, no, the maisa was stolen, it was only $90 was stolen. So for $90 he's responsible. The other 10, the person should still owe him. So according to Reb Chaim's explanation of Rashi, that in the mashkin lick the chayv means what? It means you go according to the time that you took it. At the time you gave me the mashkin, you really paid up the whole chayv. You gave me $100. So at that time that you gave it to me, it's $100, and the chayv is paid. There's a tonight that later, when you give me the $100 cash, I have to give you back the nascha, the piece of gold. But lamaisa in that gold was the total payment of the chayv. So Zot Reb Chaim, according to Rashi Shita, Rashi the Raibit Shita, the Shach Shita, according to this Shita, in the mashkin lick the chayv means that you have to take a loss at the time of the, according to the time you got it. According to the Rambam Shita and the Shulchan Aruch Shita, it's only a pekud, a mashkin. I'm a shiner. What am I? According to the Rambam Shita, I'm a shiner sachar. You give me something to watch, I'm a shiner sachar. Let's say it gets stolen. Shiner sachar skayv agnev avay. Gets stolen. What does a shimer pay? The value when? If you give me something to watch, and I watch it for half a year, and then it gets stolen after half a year, what do I have to pay you? The value at the time it got stolen. Because until then, it was still yours. It went down in value. That's not my fault. Now, when it was stolen, I pay you the value according to the time it got stolen. So since I pay you the value according to the time it got stolen, so like the Rambam sheet, I only have to pay you 90.
Based on the way Rashi learns, why is only
one taking mashkin? It's only going to cause trouble. It's not a the mashkin is only going to cause trouble. Well, if Shemitah passes, it won't cause trouble, right? Who gains from it? Right? If Shemitah passes, he gains. Because otherwise, Shemitah is Meshamet
Achayiv. Yeah, so he has a
if he makes a principle, you're right.
So, and here he could lose it, and he
can win. The value could go down, the value could go up also.
Yeah, but it's only a loss. If it's a security, someone's going to pay. Every night I get back my security
clock. The truth is, getting a mashkin is according to everybody, it's a pain. Because now I have to watch it. I'm responsible for it.
Yeah, but
it's worth it. It's rather than.
If he doesn't pay back, I have something.
Right, that's why people do it. So that's according to Rashi too. I have it. If he doesn't pay back, I have something.
The way Rashi learns is much more.
You're right. According to Rashi, it's not as beneficial as it would be according to Sefer Lagabi Shemitah. Like so I have to think of a hechet himza. Storm all these cheshbonos. When a person takes a mashkin, he doesn't assume it's going to be stolen. 99% of the cases, it's not stolen. And of the 1% where it is stolen, most of the time it doesn't go down in value. So that's why a person takes a mashkin. He doesn't say he doesn't expect that's going to happen.
What does he need it for? It's not secure. What does he need it for?
It is a security. No, according to Rashi, it's also security. I lent you money and you gave me a mashkin. It's a security. If it'll be stolen, and if by the time it's stolen it went down in value, I'll have a loss. Alright, what are the odds that's going to happen? Both, it'll be stolen, it goes down. Odds aren't so great. The Shach brings four rayas to Rashi's Shita. He holds that Rashi's Shita is the Iker. And he brings four rayas. First of all, he says the lashon bal chayv kaina mashkin. The word kaina in shas means kaina. Doesn't mean a shiver. Doesn't mean shana sacha. The word bal chayv kaina mashkin is mashma day. It's kaina the mashkin. It's mamish is mashkin. Second raya is from the word ulachati at tzedakah. Now think for a minute. What does it mean? I have a mashkin, a pillow. I give it back to the person to sleep with at night. That's tzedakah. According to Rashi, it's a packet tzedakah. It's my pillow. Because in the mashkin, lick the chayv, it's my pillow, and I'm giving it to him. According to the Rambam, what kind of tzedakah is it? I'm a shomer sachar. I'm watching your pillow. You need it at night. I'm giving it back to you.
So the word tzedakah seems inappropriate. Tzedakah, the word tzedakah always means I give you something that's mine. So to use the word lachatiya tzedakah, you could say lachatiya chesed. But tzedakah, the word tzedakah is mashma that I'm giving you something that's mine. The shach second raya. Third raya, which is stronger. The first two, okay, kadezach. The third is from Agamara. Gemara says, Kitsha b'mashkin da'acheirim mekudeshes. Kitsha b'mashkin da'acheirim mekudeshes. What does that mean? That means somebody owes me money, and I take a mashkin from him. And now I go over to a woman, and I'm a kaddisha with this mashkin. So bishlama, like Rashi, this mashkin is mine, I own the mashkin. It's very geschmack. I can be a kaddisha nisha with it. I have to tell the woman, listen, I have this as a mashkin. If he gives cash, you have to give it back. I tell him all the conditions. And I'm a kaddisha with it, no problem. But according to the Rambam, this is just a pekudin. All this is, I'm a shayma sachar on someone's thing. So I go over to a lady, and I'm a kaddisha with something I'm holding as a pekudin. What's the vart? How does that work? So according to the Rambam, it's shver. How does that... How does that work? How does that work? That's Mekudesh. Well, according to the Rambam, we can't have enough, for sure not. For sure not.
The three rayas seem very cheap. Because it's all based
first two are a little cheap. Third?
It's all based on the public of Chatzia Tzedaka. That's how the Gemara knows that you're kind of off one right. That's one thing.
It's a nice, that's fine. I have no problem. As long as it's based on a pasuk in the Torah, I don't mind if it's cheap. I mean, no, it is. Because you can tell me, l'chati a tzedakah, maybe you'll answer me. The word tzedakah we find sometimes is used when you do a chesed. You'll tell me that. On the word tzedakah, the only way you can get out of it, you're going to have to say, Lemis, why do we have to say it to Rambam? Tzedakah is used both ways. It means sometimes chesed. It doesn't mean tzedakah. But then the next raya is still a raya. But how can you be kashanisha with it? It's just, if you're not going to answer the previous raya, so you're right, it's not another raya. It's the same raya. Again, I'm telling you, if you're masking one raya as a raya, I don't need any more. I don't need all these rayas because you're going to want to answer this and say, you're going to say, tzedakah could mean something else. So I tell you, I use the word kaina. Tell me, kaina also could mean something else. I'll tell you, all right, that's a good kedusha. You're right, dude. The fourth raya, and this is the most interesting of all his rayas, he says, if you're going to say it to Rambam, that he's a shaymer. You can say it to Rambam, he's a shaymer. Why is shaymer sachar? Why is shaymer sachar? What sachar is he getting? What is he gaining by receiving a mashka? What did he have? Till now he had $100 cash. So now he did a deal with somebody. He gives the person $100 cash. The person gives him a piece of jewelry worth $100, which he has to watch until the person will pay him back. He gained nothing on the deal. He did the other person a taiva. He had more security before he started. He had $100. He had $100 in his hands before. So now, instead of having the $100, he gave it to someone. The person's promising to give it back, and he gave him a mashkin to back up his promise. Net, he didn't gain anything. He didn't gain a thing on this deal. It's a mashkin on cash which he had. That's a shem esacha. No, b'shas alvah. Say b'shas alvah. Taisus says that in the Gemara mashkin b'shas alvah. It's certainly also talking about a mashkin b'shas alvah.
Yeah, the mashkin b'shas alvah. The time he takes the mashkin, now he's gaining.
What's he gaining?
Yeah,
compared to leaving alone without a mashkin, he's gaining. But that shouldn't be the point. But it's one deal. It's a deal. I'm going to give you. I'm only lending you the money if you give me a mashkin. If you don't give me a mashkin, I take my money back. If you do give me a mashkin, I let you borrow my money. So in that case, a typical. That's a normal mashkin. Shasavah. Normal mashkin is that way. But does it make sense as a shemesh sachar? What does he gain from it? What does he gain? You go to the bank, they lend you money, and the mashkin is your house. So they're a shemesh sachar? But he's not willing to do the deal without a mashkin. You can't tell me I'm gaining because otherwise I would lend you the money anyway. I'm telling you, I would not lend you money without a mashkin. So I'm only lending you money, you give me a mashkin. So what kind of shem is socher? You don't agree? You're right, it is better than without the mashkin. But a person saying, I'm not lending you money without a mashkin. I'm only lending you money without a mashkin. Scarf what? For the loan? The loan is a tzedakah.
Well,
he's going to have to give it back. Well, chesed it is. It's a tzedakah. That depends if you hold it with sheet.
He's getting schar with no expense.
He's getting schar. Yeah, but then every single shomer, if I'm a shomer chinam, he's schar if he's an alma boy, he gets schar. What do you mean? Let's say I watch your thing. I'm a shemichinam. I watch something for you. I get schar and alamaba also. But I'm still shemichinam. If I studies to be a shemisachi, you have to get schar in this world. How do you know what kind of schar you get in the other world? Anyway, I get some schar, no? Shemichinam, do your chesed. I watch it. All right, these are four rayas of the shach. The Nesivis, the Siman Ayin Bey, Sivkot Niyud, has a Mahalach which answers most of the Rayas, maybe all of the Rayas. And tomorrow we have to come back to our Gemara. Now, obviously, what I'm getting at is we're going to have two ways to learn the Gemara. We have two Shittas, what's a Mashkin? So we're going to have two ways. If we have two Pshatim in Bachayt Kain Mashkin, and what's a mashkin, then makes sense. We're going to have two pshatim in pshat in the Gemara as well. That's going to, and we'll see if it fits with the what I call the riazakin and maybe Rashi. Two shittas are in the Rush. And the round two, I found the rounds of Lashon difficult. In the Rush, the Tap Taismis, and then the Avimul on the Sugya as well. And it's a shame that we'll come back to it.